Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Almighty God. Lord, I just come before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just pray, Father, for partnerships. I pray for relationships. Father, I realize that's a great exchange. Lord, when we can pray for one another, when we can support one another, Lord, we can do more. And I thank you, Lord God. I pray right now, open up the eyes that we can see the big picture. Open up our hearts that we can receive. Lord, I thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And what we're going to be talking about today, the greatest exchange of partnership. The greatest exchange of partnership. It's nothing like having partnership. It's nothing like having great relationship. I want you to know that is the greatest resource that you can have. Partnership and friendship. Partnership and friendship, people in those categories can do things and move on your behalf in a great way than you can ever imagine. Partnership and friendship. We're in a place and that in a time that we need partnership. We need friendship. We need that to help us to do and to be a blessing in the kingdom of God. Partnership is greater than anything you have ever imagined. Just think about it. When God lays you on somebody else's heart, they might not even really want to do it because they don't particularly care for you or like you. They'll just come up to you, give you some, But the Lord has laid it on their heart to bless that individual in everything. God can do that. So we need partnership. And I want you to know, and you'll see it this morning, go to 1 Samuel chapter 30. Go there. Where partnership, it is an ordinance. It was a law. It was a rule. And you know who I put it in place? In the Old Testament, it was David. Let me just kind of bring you up to speed and which way we going there. Look at 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel 30. 1 Samuel 30. Let me just kind of touch base right here to kind of bring you up to speed. Look at 30, verse number 1. And it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag and smited Ziklag and burned with fire. David then was in war. They was in battle. And that the Amalekite kind of doubled back on them, and they sent the men in there. They attacked the city of Ziklag. And don't you know, when they destroyed it, they burned the city down. They took in captivity the wives and the children of the David and his men. He took them. All right, then. Stay with me on that. And David was so discouraged. David was so downtrodden. Even the men that fought alongside him, they was talking of stoning him. They was talking. So David didn't have nobody to turn to. What he did, he began to encourage himself in the Lord. I'm just trying to bring you up to speed to show you how partnership. And David, he inquired of the Lord. After he encouraged himself, he inquired of the Lord, wanted to know, can we go? Is it all right for me to pursue them, the enemy, and recover all? Look down at verse number 8. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after the truth? Should we go after them? And watch this here. And overtake them. And he answered him, pursue. The Lord said, pursue. For thou shalt surely overtake them and without fail and recover all. Stay with me now. We're going someplace with this here. But I want to set it up, give you a picture And we're talking about, now watch this, we are talking about partnership, how important and how it was established back there in the book of Samuel, back there in the New Testament, I mean the Old Testament. And do you know, it carried on to the New Testament. And we're going to see that, how Jesus implemented in the New Testament. Then, watch this down. Paul, we're going to see how Paul, he talked about it and how he was an instrument in partnership with the churches at Philippi and the rest of the Ephesians, how partnership was so important. But it started, it's not anything new. Look at verses number, let's just skip over to 23. But I want you to know now, we're talking about partnership is an ordinance. In other words, it's a law, it's a rule of God that began with Old Testament and continue in the New. This is a system. This is a system designed by God to dramatic increase the ability. See, when partnership and friendship kick in, you got partnership and friendship, guess what? Whatever resource that you have, and when they put their part in, when they come in and put add to that, it just increase. It's bring increase. It's the ability of resources, watch this here, and reward to every believer. That's reward. We all get a part of that, and you'll see as we go on. Look at verses number 23. Verses number 23. We'll start at 23. Now, when David and his men, it was 600 men, they pursued the Amalek. They pursued their enemy. They went after them. But they did, they was on their trail so hot, they was in pursuit of them. Out of the 600, 200, they were just so tired. They were so exhausted, and they couldn't go any further. Now, we're talking about partnership here. So David told them, allowed them, you stay here with the stuff. You stay here with the equipment. And the other 400, they kept in pursuit. Stay with me now. We're going someplace here. Look at verses number 23. Then David, let's back up just a little bit here. 22. Then answer all the wicked men and men, Bela, of those that went with David, and said, because they went not with us. Now they are talking about, watch this here. They are talking about the 200 didn't go with David because they was tired. David told them to stay with the equipment, stay there with their stuff, and that's what the Bible called it, with their stuff, and just maintain this here, and we are going to pursue. Now, when they overtook the enemy and recovered it all, their wife, their children, and all of their stuff, their good, when they came back to where they had left the 200, notice what the men said that was went with David, that was fighting with David. Notice what it said right here, verse 23. Then said David, ye shall not, let me go back up to 22, about midways there. It said, because they went not with us, we will not give them. These was the 400. Y'all follow me, you track it. It said, we will not give them all of the spoil that we have recovered, save every man, his wife, his children, that they may leave them away and depart. That all the thing that they wanted to do, the fighting men wanted to give the 200 that stayed behind, all they wanted to do was to give them their wives and their children. none of the other spoil. But watch what David kicked in, a man after God's heart. Watch this him. He said, and it says right here in 23, then David said, ye shall not do so. Notice what he said. Then said David, ye shall not do so, my brethren, with that which the Lord has given us, who has preserved us. Look at here. God protected them while they was in battle. God was with them. Notice what David said, how he broke it down to. He said, the Lord had given us and had preserved us and delivered the company that came against us into our hand. God was with us. He blessed us to overtake them and to capture them, to receive and recover all our good. This is what I want you to see. Verse 24. For who will hearken unto you in this matter? But as his part is that going down to battle, so shall his part be that tarry. Look at here. The ones that went to battle and the one went to that stayed behind. So shall his part be that tarry by the stuff. They shall partake alike. In other words, the one that was in battle, nobody get no more than the other one. Everybody gonna get the same measure. Everybody gonna get the same thing. And in essence, this is when the order started. This is when partnership, they is our partners. Come on now. They is our partner. Yes, they had a part in this here. Yes, they was tired, but they stayed behind. Come on now. They stayed behind. They managed our stuff. They kept our equipment so we could go forward and pursue. We're going to give them their part. All going to get alike. I'm saying that to say this here. No matter what you give, no matter what you do, no matter what your gift is, we in partnership.